Charmaine likes to be busy, but sometimes in the afternoons at dusk, there's not much to be busy about. She's already wiped down the bar counter twice. She's rearranged some glasses. She could watch the nearest flat screen, where a baseball replay is going on. But she isn't much interested in sports. She doesn't see why a bunch of men chasing each other around a field and trying to hit a ball and then hugging and patting butts and jumping up and down and yelling can get people so worked up. The sound's turned down low, but when the ads are on, it gets louder. And also they run the words across the bottom just to make sure you get the message. Usually the ads are cars and beer on the sports shows, but all of a sudden, there's something different. It's a man in a suit, just the head and the shoulders, looking straight out of the screen, right into her eyes. There's something convincing about him even before he speaks. He's so serious, like what he's about to say is very important. And when he does speak, she could swear he's reading her mind. "Tired of living in your car?" he says to her. Really, straight to her. It can't be, because how would he even know she exists? But it feels like that. He smiles, such an understanding smile. "Of course you are. You didn't sign up for this. You had other dreams. You deserve better."
"Oh, yes," breathes Charmaine. "Better." It's everything she feels. Next, there's a shot of a gateway and something that looks like a shiny black glass wall with people walking in. Young couples holding hands, energetic and smiling. Pastel clothing, spring-like. Then a house, a neat, freshly painted house with a hedge and a lawn. No junked cars or wrecked sofas lying on it. And then the camera zooms in through the second floor window, past the curtains. Curtains! And moves through the room. Spacious, gracious. Those words they use in the real estate ads for places in the countryside and on beaches, far away and in other countries. Through the open bathroom door, there's a charming, deep-sided tub with lots of giant, fluffy white towels hanging beside it. The bed is king-sized, with nice, clean sheets in a cheerful floral design, blue and pink, and four pillows. Every muscle in Charmaine's body yearns for that bed, those pillows. Oh, to stretch out, to fall into a comfortable sleep with that safe, cozy feeling she used to have at Grandma Wynn's. Not that Grandma Wynn's house was exactly the same as this one. It was a lot smaller, but it was tidy. She more or less remembers a different house from when she was little. It might have been like the house on screen. No. It could have been like that if it hadn't been such a mess. Clothes rumpled on the floor, dirty dishes in the kitchen. Was there a cat? Perhaps, briefly. Something bad about the cat. She'd found it on the hall floor, but it was the wrong shape and ooze was coming out of it.
"Clean that up. Don't talk back."
She hadn't talked back. Crying wasn't talking. But that hadn't made any difference. She was wrong all the same. There was a hole in her bedroom wall the size of a large fist. Not surprising, because that was what made it, a fist. She used to hide things in that hole. A beanie baby, a cloth handkerchief with lace on the corner. Whose was that? A dollar she'd found. She used to think that if she pushed her hand in deep enough, it would go right through, and there would be water, with blind fish and other things. Things with dark teeth. And they might get out. So she was careful.
"Remember what your life used to be like,"
says the man's voice during the tour of the sheets and pillows.
"Before the dependable world we used to know was disrupted. At the Positron Project in the town of Consilience, it can be like that again. We offer not only full employment, but also protection from the dangerous elements that afflict so many at this time. Work with like-minded others. Help solve the nation's problems of joblessness and crime while solving your own. Accentuate the positive."
Back to the man's face. Not a handsome face as such, but a face you could trust.
sort of like a math teacher or a minister. You can tell he's sincere, and sincere is better than handsome. Really handsome men were a bad idea, said Grandma Wen, because they had too much to choose from. Too much what? Charmaine had asked her. And Grandma Wen said, never mind.
The Positron Project is accepting new members now, says the man. If you meet our needs, we'll meet yours. We offer training in many professional areas. Be the person you've always wanted to be. Sign up now.
That smile again, as if he's gazing deep inside her head. Not in a scary way, though, in a kindly way. He only wants the best for her. She can be the person she's always wanted to be, after it was safe to want things for herself.